Foreign ministers of the four countries blockading Qatar have met in the Egyptian capital to discuss the Sheikh Tamim crisis. The top diplomats expressed disappointment over Doha's response to their demands for an end to the blockade. They say the measures will remain in place until Qatar retreats from its policies. A statement was read out by the Egyptian foreign minister. It said Doha's response was negative and lacked any content. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Egypt, and Bahrain have urged Qatar to meet a 13-point list of demands if it wants the diplomatic rift to end. Stopping support for terrorism, closing the Al Jazeera news channel, and cutting ties with Iran are three main demands. Earlier, Qatari Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani said his country needs a healthy and constructive relationship with Iran.
Iran is a neighboring country. We cannot change geography. We cannot just cut Qatar and move it away to New Zealand or somewhere else. And we have to live along each other. We have a shared interest with them. Our gas field is a partnership between Qatar and Iran. Qatar always positioned that we have to have a healthy and constructive relationship with Iran.
Abdulrahman Al Thani was talking to reporters of the Chatham House think tank in London. He slammed some GCC countries, particularly the UAE, for their trade relations with Iran while asking Doha to cut or downgrade ties with the Islamic Republic. He also rejected claims his country hosts the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps. The Qatari top diplomat reiterated that the current crisis between Qatar and some Arab countries blockading it should be resolved through dialogue, not blockade.
As the 48 hours extension is coming to an end, Qatar continues to call for dialogue despite the violations of international laws and regulation, despite the separation of 12,000 families.
Abdulrahman Al Thani noted that Saudi Arabia and the UAE are the main drivers of a campaign to isolate Doha, describing their move as a clear aggression and an insult. Last month, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Bahrain, and Egypt severed ties with Qatar, accusing it of supporting terrorism. The four countries have outlined over a dozen demands. Doha has responded to the letter, which is being discussed by foreign ministers of the four blockading countries in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. To discuss that, we're now joined by Edward Corrigan, who is international human rights lawyer, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Ontario. Mr. Corrigan, the Qataris maintain that what the Saudi-led countries are doing is against international law. Do you agree?
I certainly agree, and it's certainly a violation of the sovereignty of Qatar. But we're looking at, you know, different issues here. Some of them are obvious at on the surface. But one of the demands that's the four countries are sort of instituting the blockade with a few other small countries that are usually dependents of Saudi Arabia in that. They also want money. They want compensation from Qatar over alleged losses that they're having. And also something at the back of this is that Qatar has been not using the American currency in purchases of oil. They've been billions and billions of dollars oil trade has been paid in Chinese yuan, and that is something that the Americans really can't allow or don't want, and that's one of the reasons why they attacked Saddam Hussein in Iraq and, of course, Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. But what the Qataris are saying is that this list of demands is something that was impossible for them to fulfill and designed to fail, and I'm inclined to agree with them. But, you know, the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates are trying to crack their whip and bring the, you know, Qatar, which is seen as what the black sheep of the Gulf Emirates and royal families, because it has a bit of an independent policy. They share a major gas field with Iran, the PARS gas field. So they have to have cooperation with Iran in that. And the Saudis are actually in a lot of financial problem, having trouble to pay their bills. They've been financing and spending billions of dollars in the war in Yemen. And they've also been, and I think it's true, of funding extremist groups and terrorist groups in Syria, which are trying to destroy Syria and overthrow the Syrian regime. The difficulty is that the Saudis, they call their groups, I guess, freedom fighters, and they don't like who Qatar is supporting. And so, it's a game of semantics. I think the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia are all guilty of funding Islamic militants in Syria, and if anything, the Qataris are supporting, you know, moderate militant Islamic militant groups, and of course they have a long-standing relationship with the Muslim Brotherhood, which General Sisi in Egypt sees as his major threat. And even the Saudis, you know, they use Islam to legitimate their rule, the Wahhabi movement, and they see the Muslim Brotherhood, which criticizes Saudi Arabia, as a rival within sort of, you know, the way of Islam as supporting the regimes. And this is all, of course, a game of pitting Sunni versus Shia and dividing the Middle East, where you have Turkey, which is the major Middle Eastern power, siding with Qatar along with Iran. And then you've got Egypt, which is the major Arab Sunni power, you know, also joining this boycott. But because they've been accepting billions of dollars from Saudi Arabia, and of course there's the islands in the Gulf of the Red Sea, which Egypt, I think very strangely, has ceded to Saudi Arabia. So you've got a lot of different things going on, and it's tremendous turmoil. And I guess it's the philosophy, you know, you create chaos and you can make money out of it. If there's a war there, or, you know, the states start arming, you're going to see a massive arms race, which is already going on between the various parties. And, it, you know, from an objective point of view, it's all kind of crazy and doesn't make sense.
Okay, Mr. Corrigan, we'll leave there at that. But, of course, as always, we appreciate you taking time out to speak to us.